views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and terribly sexy people. Happy birthday to me. Here I am on my birthday with you, and I couldn't think of a better party of people to celebrate with than my beloved community. So thank you all for being here. I'm just getting younger every day. And I've got some pretty awesome birthday information for you all. Before we totally get into it, I want to invite all of my friends anywhere close to Doylestown or New Britain, Pennsylvania, to come and see me December 21st. I'm speaking and doing an awesome workshop at the Circle of Miracles. Really looking forward to getting back with a lot of my friends back there. January 11th, if you're part of the community or interested in joining me around the LA area, I'll be in Sierra Madre speaking and doing a workshop. And as you know, I am in the midst of creating a new website right now, asking for all of your patience in January. It may be I'm not holding this, but if there's any bumps in the road, that you'll hang with me. If I lose your information and you want to be a part of this community, make sure you re-register on the new website. It's going to be a lot easier when you download things. You will be getting them now. It's just going to be a lot easier for all of you to work and for me to really keep up on and keep posting things that I want to send to you. I want to share one of my best birthday presents is Gabrielle and I booked a mother-daughter commercial. So on my birthday today, I'm going to go over to a wardrobe fitting. They used to never work on weekends, but I guess things have changed. So we're going to go have our wardrobe fitting for whatever day we're going to shoot this week, which is another thing. We're scheduled to leave on Thursday. We may have to shoot on Thursday. But we decided if the universe is handing us what we've asked for, we should be willing to make any changes necessary to oblige that. So that was our choice, and good luck to me for getting other flights back to Pennsylvania. I also want to invite you, January 7th, I will be doing Predictions Week with Jennifer McLean. You know, those are always incredibly powerful shows. So join me for that. And now I want to devote this entire show today to something my friend Anne Ray said while we were getting ready for my birthday celebration with she and Denise. And we were just talking. We were talking about the healing work. And she said, well, of course, you know, you can't know what you want till you know what you believe. And it literally threw me against the wall energetically. So let me say those words again. You can't know what you want until you know what you believe. That will be one of your biggest shifts of creation if you get that for 2015. We can't create what we don't believe. We can't even ask for it because we don't think we're going to get it if we have that belief. If we have a belief we're not worthy, you can't want something that doesn't match that. So it's another way of looking at us having to hold ourselves in alignment with what we want. And one of my other friends took me to have my cards read yesterday for my birthday. And she turned over an Archangel Michael card, and it said, just spend time getting everything in alignment with what you want. Now, you know, some people say that's a random card. I'm thinking not when you look at everything else going on in my life and the information coming in. So one of the big beliefs that I want you to look at, and it's coming out as a statement because it was work I did for myself. So I am screwing myself over by believing that I get screwed over. So I want you to look at that belief in your life. Do you believe the world is screwing you over? Is your expectation that people are going to take you for a ride? What's happening right now is because we've done so much work on self-love, a lot of that energy, almost all that energy is being released now, so that everyone that we bring into our lives is in alignment with what we want. The ease, the effortlessness, the joy, the healthy body, the prosperity, the money coming into our lives, success in our business, great relationships that are communicative and supportive, right? Tanya Martinez was over for my birthday yesterday and also helping me, because all my bathroom backed up and went everywhere. And you know what that means. You have to tear the baseboards out. You have to take the carpet out. It was, and out of the goodness of her heart, she said, let me stay so you can go have your birthday lunch with this other person now. So I was able to do that. But it's literally, I'm asking all of us to let your flow away from you. Literally, and be in alignment with allowing it to do that easily and effortlessly and joyfully. We don't want to plug it up with worrying. We don't want to plug it up with, oh, maybe I shouldn't let him go because I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, or I need a significant other there, not because I want him or her, but just because I need one, so I can't let that stuff flow away from me. Whatever the beliefs are, I want you to look at your belief that may be out of alignment with you claiming or receiving or allowing what you want. So if we are holding any beliefs about the world, that the world doesn't show up for us or people in the world are trying to screw us over, that obviously is not going to be in harmony. We're not going to be in harmony then with getting a world that delivers to us everything that we want. Okay, I'm going to go to the calls, and we don't usually, I'm going to bring you all back to this because everybody in the call, they're saying, is indicative of these beliefs. I wrote about it a lot more in the e-blast that you'll get tomorrow, or you can sign up for on the homepage. Hopefully that's still working. If not, hang on. In January it will be. All right, we're going to the calls. All right. Oh, my gosh. Phyllis, haven't talked to you for a while. What's up, baby?
Hey, Dee. Yeah, I that all that is totally in alignment with where I'm at. So I feel like I just need a kick in the butt or something.
Well, okay, kick yourself.
Okay.
Well, we know, I know what you're saying, so good, you called in for support, you called in to be surrounded by the vibration that you're choosing, and where in your life recently have you allowed yourself not to play in this vibration?
I see.
That's what we're talking about. So you have a bit of an addendum, they're saying, to all this. I'm screwing myself over by believing I get screwed over. And we're going to the sheets. Going to the third sheet? Oh, I thought it would be the second sheet. My pendulum's going, yes, you did, but no, it's not. Third sheet, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7. Hang on. Yep, it's not knowing you're the highest answer. And guys, you know, if you listen to the last few shows, they bring it up all the time. So that's basically, I don't know I'm my highest answer, so I screw myself over by giving my power to somebody else to create me, but I don't think they can. So let's look at that for a minute. How many of us are still playing with the angels and asking the guides, and yet knowing within us also that we're our highest answer and we create our own lives? You don't have to have one or the other, because they are you and you are them. We're one energy. So I often say, you know, God, Atman, Buddha, the Christ energy, the Holy Spirit, the extraterrestrials, angels, archangels, all energy, come forward and support me in this, because I know all energy is me. And when I say that, I'm calling all aspects of me forward. Do you understand?
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah.
Okay. So are you clear about where you gave that power away now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that's what we want to be more and more conscious of in 2015. When we are truly in alignment with what we want, which means our beliefs have to be in alignment with what we want, then they have to manifest instantly. Okay?
Wow, yes.
Okay, so we're all claiming, and we're asking all energy to come in that wants to participate, and we're doing this on behalf of all the collective consciousness, invoking I Am Divine Love, and calling in the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol, and the formula, and so it is. Awesome start, Phyllis.
Great.
In a nutshell,
thank
you did it for us. Thank you, baby.
Yeah. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right, so Lita, how are you, darling?
Hello, Sir Zifrisky.
How are you?
Oh, good. I just called to wish you happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, darling. And it is. It's I can feel it. I literally can feel the shift and the power that I've moved into by consistently demanding of myself that I get myself in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And
even
these guys coming out to help me with all the flooding and everything, I found myself kind of going, well, really, really, do you have to do that? You know, in other words, are they taking me for a ride? Is all this money necessary? Right? And
no stone unturned.
What?
No stone unturned.
Yes, and so I checked it out and I made some calls, but I want you to hear that if we are not trusting the universe to take care of us, we are expecting the universe to take advantage of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big one that we have got to get into alignment. You can interchange the word people and energy with the universe. It's the same thing, because we're all one energy. So if you're not trusting someone, you're not trusting the universe, as you do anything, you do everything. So I really want you to excavate and look at those beliefs and see if they are totally in alignment with what you are wanting and asking and directing your energy to create for you now. Thank you, Solita.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays, sweetheart. And we're going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, what's up? Whoops, I lost you. Where'd you go? Call back. I'll get you back on, sweetheart. I'll get you back on. Kathy in New Jersey. Hi.
Hey, Dee. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Actually, I just have a quick testimonial that I did want to share.
Yippee.
You know, yes, those are always good. I've had trouble, and I've spoken to you before about fear of flying, and I dealt with that. I had flown last year and to Las Vegas after not having flown for 18 years, and I had to fly again this past week to Chicago. And one of the things that I did was, both times actually, had some of your shows, and I listened to them, you know, during takeoff and so forth. But one of the things that really, really helped me, and it's so simple, and it relates also to what you're talking about today, was it was one of the shows you did, I think it was called Open the Flow. And you said something in there, and I don't know if I have this exactly right, but it was about to be in the flow of something.
Yes.
You have to have love flowing out of you.
Yes.
That, you know, in other words, fear and all that just stops the flow. And also I had to take off during a nor'easter here, which did not help things. So, you know, my fear had really ramped up a little bit. But when I got on the plane and I heard that and we were taking off, it was such, I could literally feel my whole body go, as I could feel the love coming out, I could just feel the fear going away. It was like amazing. It was like a visceral kind of feeling. And
the whole flight
was fine.
Yeah. You can only hold one place, one thought, one energy. So that's why in Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God, he says, ultimately, there is only one thing to ask, fear or love.
Because
when you fill yourself up with love, when you send love, when you receive love back from yourself and the world, the other daunting emotions cannot consume you. It's not possible.
Absolutely. And I felt that. And it was kind of like, you know, I felt the love coming from everyone on the plane. I felt, you know, myself giving love to every. It was just a really neat experience.
Wow.
And it was amazing how different I felt.
Yeah, I'm getting chills, really, when you talk, because I have experienced that also, that amazing, it's like it fills you up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And that was on the way out. So then on the way back, I was really fine. And actually, I had to negotiate. I'd never been to Chicago, and I had to use the subway system, and I was alone. And, I had never done that. And it was like, whatever, I'm in the flow.
Good.
I got to my hotel.
Kathy.
I was fine.
That's a great testimony. Yeah. And that is getting yourself in alignment, you see, with what you want. And one of the other lines that they gave me that this is reminding me of now is we are being invited to surrender to love. In every moment, can you surrender to love?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what you're talking about. Is can you surrender yourself and your fear to love also?
And I did have to, you know, a couple of times I would feel the fear sneaking back in, but I would just go to that place again and it would immediately, you know, I would surrender to that love and it would immediately dissipate. So,
but you were conscious
enough
to bring yourself back, and that's what this work is all about. Awesome. Thank you.
Right.
Happy birthday, everybody, for that one. Okay, thanks, honey. And we're going to Carla in New Jersey. What's up?
Hey, Dee. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I had an aha revelation moment this week, and I thought I would share it with everybody. Your Being Born webinar was fabulous, and I really am trying to embrace I can have it all. So the other day in New Jersey here, we've had a few flurries. We had the nor'easter. You know, the weather's been really bad, and I caught myself saying that I'm really, because I'm so miserable right now, I'm really going to enjoy spring this year. And then I caught myself saying, I have to experience shit in order to get the joy again.
Yep.
And I'm sure everybody who's in a cold weather kind of place, those moments come to them too. And so I'm really trying to figure out how to appreciate the cold. And, you know, like sometimes the sky is interesting, or I'm really digging deep to try to like enjoy the weather just as it is, rather than it's a torture in order to appreciate something else.
And
so I thought I'd just share that with everybody today.
Yeah, and
that's
really important, because while I was doing work around the backing up,
yes,
that's the other belief that came up, is that in order for us, because, you know, I just booked this commercial with my daughter. How joyful is that?
It's
going
so fabulous.
Back to see my family, have an incredible guy helping me with my bear for Toy Fair in February. I mean, in love with an awesome guy. Life is good.
Yeah.
And then the shit has to back up.
Mm.
So it's happening on several different levels. The shit has to back up if we're not in the flow of love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've been challenged during all this website changeover and everything, you know, to walk my talk and hold who I am.
And
also let go of the pattern that I watched in my family that is, as soon as they got enough money, something drastic happened and they lost it all.
Mm,
right?
Mm,
so all those little things, again, we want to look to our little child and see where they're holding these beliefs. You know, because oftentimes it's the little child. So why does the little child not like the weather? Does not like the winter? Your little child.
You know, I'm thinking I used to enjoy going out and making snow forts and riding on sleds. And I'm trying to think of what type. I'm thinking maybe we were stuck in the house more.
You see, your little child is going, why don't you go out and play in it? You're looking at it as a big burdensome thing, and I'm looking at it as, let's go play.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome
I love that.
To the adult and the child, you know. See if somebody can, see if a bunch of your friends can't get a horse ride together.
Oh, I have a lot of friends who horse ride. Yeah, that I could do
well,
that.
Well, or, you know, a sleigh ride.
Yeah.
For the holidays. Think of some fun things you can do. You know?
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, hot cocoa with marshmallows, like when we were little. What, you know, it's the perspective thing again, isn't it, guys? And we know that if you want to enter the kingdom, be as a little child. See, everything is love and magic and playtime, and I've got goosebumps again. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does.
So we're going to claim that for ourselves. 2015, we're looking at 2015 and everything in it as a grand time to get out and play.
Yeah.
So
thank you. That was
love
so helpful to play with the weather. I love it.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
You bet. That was great. That was a great example of how to get yourself in alignment again.
Yeah.
Believe that the weather is fun, you know, and then you can get what you want. But if you believe the weather is in your way, you're never going to get what you want, which is I want to enjoy winter more.
Yes.
Cool.
Thank
Come
you.
Awesome. Thank you, darling. And we're going to Donna in California.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I have a question. I believe that I would make a very good, you know, partner in a relationship with a male, and I just have not been able to manifest this.
So the first word they're giving me is fun. You've lost the fun in the pursuit. Okay?
I think so.
Yeah, it's become kind of a victim. Why aren't I good enough? You know, why can't I do this? So you got to get your fun back, first of all. And what is your primary belief around men?
That they're kind and nice and, yeah.
I get a no on that. So let's look at that, because your primary belief about men is what's holding this back. So you can't get what you want because your beliefs aren't in place. I'm going to your dad. What's your prevalent belief about your dad?
Oh, no, that was a bad relationship. He was very negative and always putting me down, and there was conflict my entire life with him.
Okay, and you're trying not to bring somebody like that in right now.
Oh, absolutely.
That is not being in alignment with what you want.
Okay.
You see, that's going, I don't want to get sick, I don't want to get sick, I don't want to get sick, and you get sick because all your attention's on that. So you get yourself back into the joy and happiness of a man who honors you and respects you and just wants to take care of you and be with you. And how does that feel? The antithesis of your father. And that, by the way, is why you had that relationship with your father, so that you could learn what you wanted in a relationship and be powerful enough to create it right now.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When I was younger, I attracted men like my father who were selfish and whatnot, and then I broke that pattern, and then no longer did that happen in my last relationship.
Okay. And what happened in your last relationship?
Well, we were together 8 years. He passed away, unfortunately, in a drowning. But he was very generous, and he was very nice. He had a drinking problem, though, but other than that, it was a good relationship.
Okay, so you want another good relationship with someone who is sober,
yes.
who honors you and has a lot of fun and
yeah.
is going to stay for a very long time. That's your other fear.
Yes.
Right? That's your other fear, that you're going to be left. See, and that's the I've got to have along with the good. Oh, I found a guy who is what I want, and then he dies. So I got what I wanted, and some kind of has to back up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that belief is not going to support us in getting everything we want in 2015, guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I can have everything I want. I can have it easily. It's joyful when I get it. All my perspectives of life and the world and me in it support that, and I know I can have it for as long as I want it, as long as I keep creating that. And so it is. Awesome.
Positive in my thoughts on what I want. And
your thoughts and your feelings, baby. Remember, everybody, feeling the joy and feeling the happiness of being with someone who is everything we've ever wanted, feel being with them. And then call all the energy that matches that in, that you're ready, you're open, you're trusting that they're going to stay and honor you, and you them.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank
do the love hover. The love hover and the red dot exercise, guys, they're the only real... Whoa, they're stopping me. Actually, there's one more. Oh, it's the jumping up and down, right? Jumping up and down, saying, I'm so happy I have this fabulous relationship in my life. I'm so happy I've got a guy that honors me and stays And for the rest of our lives, we're just going to have a great time. I'm so happy I've got this right now, that exercise. Along with the red dot, sending the red dot love, along with the love hover, where you send love to yourself and receive it back to yourself. Those are the exercises that are going to create you creating in 2015. Okay? And right now. Right now, we're already starting 2015 right now. So thanks for calling in, Donna.
Thank you, Dee.
All right, we're going to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, Mike. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say that I find your show to be kind of like spiritual vitamins. I just do not want to miss it if I can help it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm totally serious when I say that. I mean, I've been reading and so forth for years. I want to keep this, of course, very concise. What is my core limiting belief at this time?
Okay. Well, they're taking me right to a core belief. Now, it's interesting. They're saying that's not the right question.
Okay.
So we're going to the core beliefs, and we'll figure this out. We'll follow the breadcrumbs. We're going to this page. We're going to this page here. As it's written, Mike, it's when I'm loved, I'm depressed. They don't like the word depressed, but they do like the word left. Does that make any difference to you? Because it certainly follows the call that we just did. So when I am loved, I am left. Talk to me about that in your life.
Yeah, it's on. I had a cat who kept me out of depression during high school, for example, and other things that happened. Yeah, it's right on. You're right on target, as usual.
Oh, okay. So then the belief that you want to bring yourself into alignment with, to direct your energy to know, is that when you are in love, when you are loved, you are supported. All energy stays to support you, to love you, to honor you, and to help create with you. That when you are loved by yourself and by others, that love stays to enhance your life. Does that feel right?
Okay. Of course it does. A little strange because it's new, but that's okay. I understand that. It's good. It's good.
Well, we have to create new beliefs if we're not going to be creating the old world from the old ones. The world is not going to change by us believing the same things we've believed all these years. It's our responsibility to redirect that energy. And that's what this work is all about. I'm choosing to believe a new thing, even if I have 40 years of proof around this old belief, because I'm telling you all, the old beliefs, the initial core belief, has created the years of proof that you're using to keep believing them. So way back when we were children, we said, I'm going to believe this. And then we built our world around it. And we said, see, I have the proof. But the proof was only the result of our choice of beliefs. Now we get to use our free will to go, I'm not going to believe that people are out to get me anymore. I'm going to believe in a world that is supportive, that comes forward for me and takes care of me in every way. I'm going to do that no matter what and watch my world shift. So we're all claiming that. I am divine love. Invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. This is our clear direction to our energy to know and be that when I am loved, I am supported continuously by all energy. And so it is. Wow, that was a big one, Mike. Thank you. I feel like we're doing a mini webinar here, this show here. Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thank you.
And we're going to Jill in Florida. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee. Happy birthday.
Thank
you. I, too, would like to find out my core limiting belief, because I feel very worthy, and I felt I've dealt with my experiences well, but yet I can't seem to create in any area anything that I desire. So is there a message, or can channel help?
Well, I think the highest question for all of us is, what do I need to bring into an alignment within myself to create everything? Those were your words. I can't create anything. So you want to create everything, right? Is that the highest way to? That's the highest way to phrase it. So sheets, but give me a song, gorgeous.
Oh, I guess dream, dream, dream.
Yeah, I don't want you to dream, dream, dream. I want you to create, create, create.
Okay.
So, in other words, there's a part of you that is still. That's the highest word. Waiting for the world to change, waiting for the opportunity to come along. And you are the creation of that, Jill.
Okay.
Are you clear about that?
Yes.
Now they want to give you a core belief. Okay. Basically, it's, I'm scared to death to take the responsibility of my own creation.
Hmm.
And I think that goes on with a lot of us. And why would we be scared to death to take responsibility for our own creation? Well, either we don't think we know how to do it, or we're in fear that we might do it wrong. And that's a big one for you. What if I do it wrong? Because you have done it wrong before. But they want you to understand, A, there's no wrong or right, and B, you did it wrong because you kept giving your power away to other people instead of going, what does Jill want? Where does Jill feel right about this? Oh, this feels really good, and go there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I feel like your voice is saying you're not clear and you don't get it.
Well, I think so. And the first call with Phyllis, I think, was very good for me, too. I think I get it. I guess I'll just say I'm going to try harder to implement it all.
Okay. And with that, I just want to remind you that a lot of doing isn't what it's about. It's about you feeling love and appreciation and joy for everything you're creating. So if I ask you right now, pick out one thing that you're wanting to create, Jill.
Oh, I guess would also be like the one caller, a partnership in life that would be, you know, happy and joyful.
Okay. Are you feeling happy and joyful and excited about doing that?
I try to be.
Yeah, I can hear
it
in your voice, though.
Yeah.
You know, and I can hear it in your voice, and my pendulum goes right to no.
Okay.
So I want you to get off, and it's like they're saying to me, well, it takes two to tango, so it's not just up to me to create it, but it is. It's up for you to be so joyful and happy and excited and in the state of love about creating this new relationship that if you would walk into a room, every man who is even open to a relationship would look over at you and go, oh, my God, I have to go there.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that there's no fear of not getting it. There's only joy of creating it.
Okay. Good. Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're welcome,
it. Happy birthday
sweetheart.
Again. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to Lynn in Los Angeles. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, this is such a great show. I'm so happy. I'm listening to everything. So I believe that I've been writing out all the positive aspects of everything I want to create, and I've been in that very loving, happy place much more of the time than before. And what's really coming up for me is my back is still killing me. It's still hurting. And my energy.
Okay, so let's just ask why your back is hurting. The more joyful and loving state you live in? Give me a song.
Up, Up and Away is what goes through my head.
Okay. So Up, Up and Away in my beautiful balloon. Okay. Flying is the highest word we're being given. And it's a fear of flying. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Lynn had a terrible fear of flying that we worked on years ago. And I want you all to hear this story. When I was making huge strides in this work and really moving over into walking my talk, whenever I would get on an airplane and we would start to ascend, I would pass out. And I'm not afraid of flying. And so when I started doing the work around it, it was really actually about the fear of flying and ascending and moving up. And that's what your back is representing. So you have to get yourself in alignment with being excited about flying into all your power. There's still fear there about what happens if I become the most powerful woman in the world.
Oh, okay. All right. I just have to say that I believe that I moved in with my boyfriend too early, and he has said the same thing. And so I created a beautiful guest room to rent at a price I could afford from this great friend of mine, and I paid him for it. And the day I was supposed to move in, he called all upset, saying, "You know, my partner says I can't have a roommate. I'm so sorry." And so I went into a bit of fear and sadness, and then I was like, "No, that's just not the place I'm supposed to be. I will find it. It's there. I know it." And I haven't found anything yet, and I've been, and I haven't been efforting too much. I've just been in that great place of what it will feel like, what it smells like, the relationship, all these things, feeling everything, and just allowing the universe, God, to bring it in. And so I feel like I'm being powerful in that way, but
Again, Lynn, you don't have to have any happen. You don't have to have any get back up in your life to get what you want. But if you are afraid of flying, everybody,
okay.
If there's a fear of flying into your power, then you are going to allow this to back up. So,
okay.
I mean, there's such a very clear theme on the show today. Be in love,
yeah.
Be in excitement, be in happiness, be in joy, go fly, trust the world, you know, be Mary Poppins. Can we just all be Mary Poppins? You too, Mike. You know, a spoonful of sugar and whistle a little song and all those messages that we've heard forever that are the truth. Think happy thoughts. Keep your heart light on. Right? We know it. We just must choose to do it now in 2015. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, baby.
Bye.
And we are going to get Miss Patty back on. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
I don't know what happened to you, but I'm glad you're back.
Me too. Oh, my gosh. Everything you've been talking about is completely what's been going on with me. And... anything else that they have to add? Because it's been quite the week.
it's been a week.
Yeah.
And I must say, in my life, it's been a week, good and bad. So they're saying the same is true for you. Are you acknowledging the good?
Yeah, and I am saying whatever is not going my way that. That's okay. It's a gift. I just don't see it yet, but it's a gift.
Okay. that's actually a really good positive place and outlook to have. Now, I want to ask you, hold on, that's the highest thing, how you see the world, Patty.
Well, that was the eye-opener about the previous phone calls, because my verbiage was, oh, that person this, that person, you know, and rather than seeing the world as a supportive place.
Yeah. Baby, I can tell you from the first time I worked with you, they're saying absolutely, that's the highest thing. And you're so close to it. You're catching yourself now. If you really can, and I'm talking about, guys, even if a waitress comes back and pours you a new cup of coffee at breakfast, you acknowledge that you've been honored and seen, that you've been supported in your breakfast. I'm not kidding. If you start with little things like that, oh, my God, thank God I found a gas station with lower gas prices. Look how the universe is taking care of me. You got to look for it and acknowledge it, because what most of us have done is, oh, yeah, well, those things are supposed to be that way. And then when we go, our attention goes to those places, and we forget all the places that the universe has supported us, right?
Yeah.
So they didn't want me to come back and shoot the last episode of The Whispers because my storyline doesn't really propel the story. I get that. I'm getting paid for it anyway. And because they didn't take me up for it, which I took a little bit of hit about, but quite truthfully, I didn't want to go during my birthday week, I wouldn't be able to do this commercial. And if this commercial runs, I'll probably end up making much more money than I would have made, you know. But you, when that happened, I had to just say, okay, something else is going to transpire to create good from this. And I'm creating it that way. But you can't get that thing. You can say the words, Patty, but you can't get the reality of it if you say the words and then you look out and go, everybody in the world is trying to take advantage of me.
Or because everybody, like last night I was going to go out and then something told me not to go. And then I was sitting here with like a mini pity party and I'm like, okay, you chose not to go.
Yep.
And then I was feeling, and I was just kind of like, well, what's why bother? I'm not going to meet anybody anyways. And that's the thing, I'm just feeling lonely.
Well, yes, but you see, you just shot yourself in the foot before you ever went out there.
Yeah.
You know? So make sure you're clear about what kind of people you are attracting out there, and then you will want to go out there. But you still have some work to do on shifting your perspective of people and the world, honoring and loving Patty for who she is, and being there to support the desires of your heart. And we all do. You know, I'm walking my talk here. I'm catching myself. And within 5 minutes, Joni caught me on something and I caught Joni on something. And I said, isn't it great that we work together in a consciousness where we can keep each other on track? And that's really what it's all about. So we just went out and took a shot and celebrated how conscious we were. All right, baby. You're doing everything right, Patty. You're doing everything right. But hold yourself in that joy and that excitement place, okay?
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye. Love you, and happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. I
am. Shot for me.
Yeah, I will. And we're going to go to Anya in North Carolina. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi there, and very happy birthday. I'll add my wishes to everyone else's.
Thank you.
I get a birthday at the end of the month. I'm so excited.
Well, happy birthday to you early.
Thank you so much. So many revelations within the last couple of weeks. I also had system failures, if you want to call it, in the house. I had to have a new well pump installed. and I had to have two new elements and a thermostat put in my water heater, which burned out because the well pump broke. And while that was going on, I was in a five-day class an hour away, and I was commuting back and forth. So I didn't have any water for a couple of days, and when I had water, it was heavily chlorinated and makes lousy coffee, if I do say so myself. But I know now, look for the good. What's the good in this situation? How is the universe supporting me, even though this is going on? I couldn't get the work done on the water heater because I wasn't here to receive a plumber until a week later. The universe supported me in giving me friends that would offer their shower and really good quality water, so I had a couple of places to go to shower. I had water all day long, every day I was in class, hot, cold, whatever kind of water I wanted. So even though it was a little more inconvenient here, I was willing to acknowledge how those gaps were being filled in elsewhere.
Yes, and you know what? You went with the flow.
I did. I had
to. I want you to see that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the energy of water is all about, is it follows its own flow. And
right.
When we follow the flow, well, okay, instead of, why does this have to happen?
Right,
and I'm
right,
so pissed
right.
off. If we just follow the flow and go, okay, well, would have rather spent the money somewhere else, but, oh, well, got to follow the flow.
Got to follow the flow.
It doesn't bog up your energy so much, and your doesn't back up on you, literally.
Right, and that I did not have, thank God. But, yeah, I was just like, okay, well, I can take a cat bath one night. And then I thought, well, I have a six-quart pot. I can fill it up with water, and I can put it in the tub, and I can wash my hair and wash myself. And I went, wait a minute, water hot, extra water, cold water. Oh, my God, I'm practically having a bath there, and all of a sudden I'm clean. And it's like, oh, I get to go to class all nice and clean today. Oh, my God. So it took care of itself, and it was obviously money that had to be spent. You know, I couldn't go, well, you know.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I sort of followed a trail to, you know, research plumbers or weld people and ended up with completely different people. And I just sort of felt like I was just following the energy, and I wasn't get too hung up. It was like, I'm going to find somebody good. It's going to be fun, and I'm just trusting who I'm finding to honor me. Okay.
And it made the experience so much easier, didn't it?
Oh, my God.
Instead of so angst-filled. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yippee to us. Because
yeah, really.
There are a lot of people out there that are still living in hell every day of their lives because they hate the world.
Right.
And they expect to be.
Right.
And you know, what you see is what you get, guys. So this has just been a fabulous show. Of really testimonials, even through trials.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I love that we're getting it, you know, or that we got it.
Something that came to me when you were, it was before Phyllis, as far as being hypercritical and all of that, which is, I practically invented that, I got to observe myself during class being critical of myself when I wasn't feeling like I was keeping up and being able to record things fast enough and sort of like flooding with information. And I found myself being really critical of me. And then I thought, Anya, you're berating a five-year-old. No wonder she doesn't want to come out and play and be
yes,
joyful.
Yes, ma'am. Good for
She's
you.
She's scared of you, honey.
Yep. Yep.
So I got to look at that. And something that popped up when just before Phyllis called, something I thought of years ago, it's hard to move forward when you're busy kicking yourself because you need at least one. You need at least one foot to do that, you know. And it's clumsy and it's awkward and you just, you know, you have.
I get it.
That just popped up. Yeah.
And on that note, that is a perfect end to this show. thank you, darling. So no more kicking ourselves. We're gonna, you know, reach back and pat those little butts and go giddy up, baby. I'm in harmony. I'm in alignment. I know what I want because I know every belief I have supports it. And I'm going out and creating this. So I hope everybody joins me in New Britain, Pennsylvania, in Sierra Madre. Hold really good, loving thoughts about the website. And happy birthday to me. And the best gift I ever gave myself was you. Until we meet again, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman Financial Advisor at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.